Okay, good morning, everybody. So the Reviv of Parshat Tzav is the beginning of the Miluim in practice, as opposed to the way that it was prescribed back in Parshat Tetzaveh. And we have the Inyan of Hakola Sa'ida, very much on our mind, Kahala Das Yisrael. The Korban Pesach is coming up. Ve'ez Kolei Da Hakel Pesach Ol Moed. The Torah emphasizes this, Vayas Moshe Kasher Tzivad Ne'usova Tikahel Ho'eda El Pesach Ol Moed. Rashi comments on this. There was, something, remarkable about this, and the Zeha Davar, right? That this is, a particularly important. That there should be like a v'yisem nikiyim. Like we're not trying to do this in the dead of night. Everybody should appreciate that this is, b'mitzvas hamakom. Aleinu. The Ramban actually, sounds a similar note. Right, etc. So the point is that, again, there's like v'yisem nikiyim. Nobody should think, because apparently it did come up later, as we know with the Adas Korach that maduat is nasu al kal Hashem, right? Of v'kashtim gam kahuna, that this would be like nikudat torpa. This would be a point of weakness that there would be attack. So what I'd like to suggest is another approach, which is interesting. V'din v'yisem nikiyim. And again, this is what the Ramban says, but I think we could understand it in a different way altogether, apropos the broader theory of the Ramban Ba'atzmo chooses not to apply it here, which is interesting and noteworthy, but I don't want to be more Ramban than the Ramban, but I can't help myself, right? If you understand that the whole idea of Ves Kol Hayda Hakel is because the Mishkan, right, and the Chanukah Samishkan is a continuation of Maimed Har Sinai, which is the ultimate Yom HaKahal, so the Kvod HaShechina that rests in Har Sinai is now transferring over to the Mishkan. So it makes perfect sense that everybody should be represented there, not just, as a defensive, protective measure, midin, v'yisem nikiyim, but also, very much midin, continuation of Hashra's HaShechina. Just one note, as I try to get this Sforno in, there's one comment to the Sforno in this Aliyah, which is important. This Sforno talks about the three Korbanos, the Parchatas and the Shnei Ha'elim, which are as yet undefined. I think that's like a Shnei Ha'seirim moment. You would think they're exactly the same. Turns out one is the Ola, one is the Chatas. So the Sforno points out the low-hanging fruit, the Chatas is Kodim La'ola, Kimo B'chol Ma'akom. But this interesting point here is that the Parchatas, which is like modeled in the Parkoin Mashiach, the Dam isn't Nichlas Bifnim, because this is a little bit preemptive as opposed to there, where you have a catastrophic situation where, like, the Kohen Gadol actually made a mistake already. So that's a different scenario altogether. He says, when the Dam is Nichlas Bifnim, that always requires like an aggravating factor. The Kohen Gadol, the Paralim Davishal Tzibor, Parvasar Shal Yom HaKippurim, where there's so much riding on it, and it's so much Mikdash Rekadshav, etc. So that's when we're going to have the Dam, be Nichnas Bifnim. Okay, so again, the main point was just to introduce an additional perspective, Hakel.